Any other questions? Yes.
Hi. What is your view on the House Republicans' ethics reform legislation?
The lobbying reform?
Yes.
Well, I do think that we need a little more transparency and the interactions between members of Congress and registered lobbyists. But I am very concerned about going overboard. You see, this effort is being driven by left-wing groups like Common Cause, Democracy 21, ACLU, and others. Their ultimate goal is public financing of campaigns and total isolation of elected officials. And they hate the fact that we have built, we being the Republicans, have built one of the largest coalitions to drive our agenda that history has ever seen in working with grassroots organizations and other organizations and putting together people to go out in the country and sell ideas like the fair tax, welfare reform, and others, and help us, because it's not done in isolation or from an ivory tower. It's done by Americans working with Americans to get good things done. And so they're trying to make all of this look like a sleazy operation that's going on in Washington. Therefore, they can get these things to isolate members of Congress. And the second is constitutional. People have the right to petition their government. They don't think they have that right, but it's in the Constitution, and they're trying to stop people from working with the government and providing the information and the working with each other. So there is some reform that we need to do, but we got to be very careful that we don't isolate politicians and leave them to their own devices. You have every right to face your elected official and influence or try to influence what he is doing on your behalf. So this whole Abramoff thing, for instance, they're using that as an excuse. Well, Abramoff broke the law, but there are laws in place already that he broke, he was caught, and he was found guilty. As the regulation and laws that we have in place should be used. Unfortunately, people are using that as for their own political gain, and in this process is politics of personal destruction and character assassination. The interactions that I've had with Abramoff and many members have had with Abramoff, all above board, all within the law. There's nothing sleazy about it. We go out, we raise money to run our campaigns. We raise money to help us advance our agenda developing information and grassroots organizations. All of that is totally legal, totally ethical, totally honorable. And yet, the national media would make it look like everybody's bought and paid for in Washington, D.C., and it's just not the case.